96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Just about everyone enjoys spring weather, especially after the cold winter. But not everyone is looking forward to what can come with it. Runny nose, itchy, leaking eyes, sneezing, scratchy throat, and so much more. It is allergy season, and it is no fun. On this Medical Monday, we're talking about allergies and how you can find relief. My guest is Dr. Autumn Burnett with the Howard University Hospital Division of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question about allergies, if you're suffering from that itchy, sneezing, stuffy head so you can't rest kind of thing. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are answering your questions tonight. You can also comment on my new Facebook fan page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Burnett, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about what allergies are. What's happening in the body when you are having some kind of plant-related allergy?
Well, not to get too technical, okay, but our body, when we're allergic, our body creates a reaction from a response to an allergen in contact with an antibody in the bloodstream called IgE. And when that happens, that creates an allergic response in allergy cells that line the areas of our mucosal surfaces, such as the lining of the nose, the lining of the eye, even the airway, and the lining of and underneath the skin. So we have immune cells that respond to that interaction of that allergen with your IgE antibody. And when that happens with high exposure, such as the spring season, you can get a reaction, an immune-related reaction. And that reaction for a lot of people is sneezing and itching, congestion, mucus production, various different things on the skin like eczema, hives, swelling under the skin, redness, breathing problems such as wheezing and coughing and shortness of breath.
Why does the body do this? Why, for example, do we have runny noses? Why do we have the itching in the eyes or the tearing up? What is the body attempting to do?
It's basically attempting to control the allergen. It's mm-hmm. an antibody response to the allergen that it is exposed to. So, for instance, it gets worse when you're exposed to that allergen, and it goes away when the allergen is removed. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, in the spring, if you have tree allergy, we suggest that you stay indoors. If you are outside playing, that when you come in indoors, that you take a shower and wash the pollen off. The exposure, the direct exposure, actually is what triggers the response.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Medical Monday, and we're talking about allergies, what the problem is, and how you can find some relief. Give us a call. We are answering your questions tonight. So, how do you know if you have a specific allergy? How are you tested for that?
Typical testing is with the skin, and there's a device that barely pricks the skin in order to introduce that allergen right underneath the surface of the skin. There's no needles involved, typically, unless you want to do more in-depth testing and there is an intradermal test. But
an intradermal test meaning?
Meaning that it goes slightly further underneath the skin. But typically, it's just a small break in the skin with a device that really causes no pain, but it can generate an itchy response when the skin test is positive.
I remember decades ago when I was tested, because I do have grass and tree pollen allergies, that the doctor made me take my shirt off, and he put these dots of liquid, and then he pricked the skin.
That
so
is
that's
exactly
what you're talking
right.
about?
Yes, that's how we do it.
Okay.
It's still done to this day, but the devices are a lot more user-friendly, mm-hmm. so they're not as painful. Mm-hmm. It's an itchy response, but it's not as painful. It's just a small opening of the skin with the device in order for that allergen to go just slightly underneath the skin.
So that the body can sense whatever it is.
Correct. Because the cells right underneath the skin are the cells that respond to the allergic allergen, so to speak, the allergen itself.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about allergies tonight. If you have a question or a comment about how you are affected by allergies, give us a call. And do we have Carol on the line? As soon as we get Carol up, we can definitely take her. Here's the thing that I'm really curious about. Some people say you outgrow allergies. Is that possible?
You can go into what I like to call a state of remission. I generally think that allergy and asthma are diseases that vary with age and vary over time. So you can have exacerbations, you can have remissions, times where they're worse and times where they're better. So why do I say that? Because when you make an immune response, an allergic immune response, it generally tends to be lifelong. You may have periods of time where your allergen sensitivity is less pronounced. So your allergy symptoms may appear to be less. But an allergic person is an allergic person. Your body makes the immunoglobulin that I mentioned before, the antibody IgE.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to really change that is actually to do allergy immunotherapy, what we know as allergy shots. It shifts your immune profile. It shifts you from an allergic IgE antibody, an allergic response, to a non-allergic response. That's pretty much the only way to do that.
Okay, let me go to the phone lines. There we go. Carol, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Carol. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for taking the time.
Sure.
I became very, very ill this past March, the week before Easter. And I was diagnosed with asthma in 2008. But when I went to a specialist in March 2016, he said, I don't have asthma. He said something called rhinitis. What is rhinitis?
Rhinitis?
Yeah, R-H-I-N-I-T-I-S.
Okay, let me see if she can answer that. Thank you so much, Carol.
So, yes, rhinitis is the medical word for essentially hay fever, okay? Have you heard of hay fever?
Mm-hmm. But she's off the line. She's listening, though, I'm sure.
It's really the medical term for hay fever. And generally, a lot of patients know that word, hay fever. But rhinitis or allergic rhinitis means that you have nasal or nose symptoms when exposed to allergens. And generally, for a lot of people right now, that allergen is tree pollen.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the nasal congestion, you get the sneezing, you get the itching. You can develop sinus infections if your symptoms are uncontrolled. So rhinitis, if I heard her correctly, is probably what the physician was referring to, is probably allergic rhinitis,
mm-hmm.
Which is hay fever. There are other types of rhinitis that are considered non-allergic rhinitis.
Explain that, please.
So some patients may have the same symptoms, sneezing or nasal congestion, nasal itching, but it's not from an allergen. It's not from pollen. It's not from dander. It's not from mold. It can be from other things. Some people are very sensitive to change in barometric pressure going up in an airplane. They're sensitive to just particulate matter, small, fine particulate matter that they inhale, like dust, just regular dust, not allergenic dust mite. So they can develop nasal symptoms that may appear to be allergic, but when you do the testing, they're completely non-allergic. And so we have different forms of rhinitis There's allergic rhinitis, and then there's non-allergic rhinitis. And the symptoms can appear fairly similar. So in those instances, we definitely would like to do allergy testing to figure out which one. And actually, some people have both.
Okay. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It's a Medical Monday. We're talking about allergies. What are allergies, and where can you find relief? Let's go to Felicia. Felicia calling from D.C. Felicia, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, but I just wanted to know, at what age is a child too young to be tested? Because my grandson is already on Flonase, and he has to use a nebulizer, but he's never been tested for allergies.
Well, first of all, for those who aren't familiar, what is a nebulizer? And how old is your grandson, Felicia?
He is 18 months.
18 now. Months, okay.
Yes, yeah, so, a nebulizer is a...
Well, I was going to have the doctor answer that, actually, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
that's okay, Felicia. I know you're up to it, up to your neck in it, so you know it, but doctor, please go right ahead.
So, yes, a nebulizer administers albuterol, which... helps to open the airway when you have asthma.
How does that work?
It's a solution mm-hmm. that goes into a machine, and it generates a vapor of that medicine called albuterol, and you inhale it into your lungs, and that vapor, the medicine albuterol, is vaporized into your lungs, and it can open your airway. Asthmatics have bronchoconstriction, and so this medicine helps to alleviate the bronchoconstriction.
Meaning bronchoconstriction?
Meaning the actual airways of the lungs are tightening.
I see. Okay. So how young is too young to test?
I generally tell people there's no age that's too young. If mm-hmm. you have allergy symptoms, then the child should be tested.
Okay. 202. Thank you so much, Felicia. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Diamond calling from D.C. Diamond, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello. How are you?
Doing just fine, thanks.
What
go right ahead.
Thing. Good. And everything's going all right. But I was just having a question about the allergies. I have allergies.
Okay.
My thing is, when I wake up in the morning, they cut grass around my house all the time. And I can smell the grass, even when my windows are just cracked just a little bit, anything. I can smell the grass and it makes me sneeze all the time. I'm allergic to, like, freshly cut grass. And then my daughter, I don't know, every morning she sneezes like 15 times. She sneezes back to back to back to back to back. And she just sneezes and sneezes and sneezes away.
So what's your question, Diamond?
I'm asking, like, is there anything else I can do? Because I don't want her to keep putting it. They gave her this stuff to squeeze in her nose, and she doesn't want to do it. She's 17.
I see.
She doesn't want to do it. And she does it, but it doesn't help. So is there anything else that we can do, you know, as far as her sneezing? And, you know, as far as the freshly cut grass, I have to have my grass cut. And then sneezing like crazy.
Well, Diamond, I need you to hold on because I need to take a break. The doctor will be answering your question on the other side. So if you just hang on, and I promise you will be able to hear the program.
Okay.
Also, Heather calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. T calling from Lexington Park, Maryland. And Johanna just on the line. Please stay with us. You will be able to hear the program, I promise. And we will be taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Medical Monday. We're talking about allergies, so stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this Medical Monday. We're talking about allergies in just a few seconds. Stay with us.